Unit 8. I'll help clean up the city parks. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and match the first line and the second line of each conversation.
Conversation 1.
I'd like to work outside.
You could help clean up the city parks.
Conversation 2.
I'd like to help homeless people.
You could give out food at a food bank.
Conversation 3.
I'd like to cheer up sick kids. You could visit them in the hospital.
Conversation 4.
I'd like to help kids with their schoolwork. You could volunteer in an after-school study program.
Activity 2A. A group of students are planning a city parks cleanup day. Ways to tell people about the cleanup day. Listen and check the things the students are going to do.
Okay, now we need to come up with a bull about the city park cleanup.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Bob. Let's have lunch first.
No, we can't put off making a plan. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.
You're right, Sally. While we talk, I'll write down all our ideas. Then we can decide which ideas are best.
Well, we could put up signs.
That's a good idea.
I'll hand out advertisements after school.
Okay, great. And we could each call up 10 people and ask them to come. Hey, we're coming up with a lot of good ideas, aren't we?
Activity 2B. Listen again and fill in the blanks.
Okay, now we need to come up with a plan to tell people about the city park cleanup.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Bob. Let's have lunch first.
No, we can't put off making a plan. Cleanup day is only 2 weeks from now.
You're right, Sally. While we talk, I'll write down all our ideas. Then we can decide which ideas are best.
Well, we could put up signs.
That's a good idea.
I'll hand out advertisements after school.
Okay, great. And we could each call up 10 people and ask them to come. Hey, we're coming up with a lot of good ideas, aren't we?
3A. Read this article about volunteers. Underline the kinds of work the volunteers do. Circle the reasons why they like their work.
Being a volunteer is great. Number 77, High School, is home to 3 very special young people. Li Huiping, Lan Pei, and Zhu Ming. These 3 students all volunteer their time to help other people. This volunteer work takes each of them several hours a week, so it is a major commitment. Huiping loves to read, and she puts this love to good use by working in the after-school care center at her local elementary school. Here, she helps young children to read. Pei loves animals and plans to study to be a veterinarian when he leaves school. He spends every Saturday morning working in an animal hospital. Ming is a 10th grade student who wants to be a professional singer. He sings for groups of people at the city hospital to cheer them up. Volunteering is great, says Huiping. Not only do I feel good about helping other people, but I get to spend time doing what I love to do. Pei says he has learned more about animals. Ming says he has met some wonderful people at the hospital. The 3 students plan to set up a student volunteer project at their school. Don't put it off, says Huiping. Become a volunteer today.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen and number the pictures 1 through 4 in the correct order.
This morning, I'm talking with a very generous young man, Jimmy the Bike Boy.
Jimmy is the boy who fixes up old bikes and gives them away. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, like you said, I find or buy old bikes that nobody wants. Then I fix up the bikes and give them away to kids who don't have enough money to buy their own bikes.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He's always helping people.
Wow, your parents must be proud of you.
I guess so. But now I've run out of money to buy old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some way of getting money, or I'll have to stop.
Activity 2B. Listen again, and circle T for true, or F for false.
This morning, I'm talking with a very generous young man, Jimmy the Bike Boy. Jimmy is the boy who fixes up old bikes and gives them away. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, tell our listeners what you do.
Well, like you said, I find or buy old bikes that nobody wants. Then I fix up the bikes and give them away to kids who don't have enough money to buy their own bikes.
That's fantastic. What gave you the idea?
I guess I take after my father. He's always helping people.
Wow, your parents must be proud of you.
I guess so. But now I've run out of money to buy old bikes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I need to come up with some way of getting money, or I'll have to stop.
3A. Read the article and underline all the phrasal verbs. Last week, everyone was trying to cheer up Jimmy the Bike Boy. But this week, Jimmy is happy again. On Monday, he told a radio interviewer that he had run out of money to buy old bikes. He also put up some signs asking for old bikes and called up all his friends and told them about the problem. He even handed out advertisements at a local supermarket. Then he told the teachers at school about his problem, and they set up a call-in center for parents. The strategies that he came up with worked out fine. He now has 16 bikes to fix up and give away to children who don't have bikes. Reading. No problem. Rich or poor, we all have problems. They can be big or small, but many of them make us unhappy. When we're unhappy, we don't do well at school, and we make our friends and family unhappy too. What's the best way to deal with life's big and small problems? In fact, there are many ways. Learn to forget. Once, a young boy was angry with his best friend. He told his mother, "I'm never going to talk to him again." An hour later, the mother saw the two boys playing. She said to her son, "I thought you were angry and would never talk to him again." The boy said, "It's okay. I can forget easily." It's easy to be angry, but it's often hard to forget. Sometimes people stay angry for years about a small problem. A friend may say something you don't like. You decide not to speak to him or her again. Time goes by, and soon you have lost a good friend. One way to solve these kinds of problems is to tell yourself to forget. Your friends are more important than being angry. Remember, it's part of your job. Many students complain about school. Sometimes it seems they get too much work, or they think that the rules of their schools are wrong. At times like this, remember that some problems are part of your job as a student. If you are a student, your concern is to learn and show what you learn in tests. You may not understand why you should learn something, but you should trust the teachers and try your best. See it from another person's eyes. When people do something that makes you angry, try to think why they did it. Do they have a problem? Are they angry or unhappy? Maybe if you can help them with their problems, they won't make new problems for you. Think of something worse. Stephen Hawking is a man with many problems. He has a disease, and he can't do anything about himself. He can't walk, and he sits in a wheelchair. He must use a computer to speak. But he doesn't complain about his problems. Instead, he's a famous scientist. He teaches and writes books. Some people say he's more brilliant than Albert Einstein. You are probably quite healthy and smart. Don't worry too much about your problems.
Words and expressions in Unit 8.
Clean up.
Hunger.
Homeless.
Cheer up.
Give out.
Clean up.
Sign.
Put off.
Set up.
Establish.
Major.
Commitment.
Veterinarian.
Coach.
Run out of.
Take after.
Fix up.
Give away.
Repair.
Not anymore.
Similar.
Call up.
Hand out.
Call in. Phone in.
Strategy.
Work out. Reading.
Deal.
Deal with.
In fact.
Solve.
Complain.
Concern.
Trust.
Disease.
Wheelchair.
Brilliant.
Believe in.